This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, we all know the South Coast has a wonderful art scene. It's also got a wonderful literary scene. And I have got with me this morning a Far South Coast best-selling crime author, Melissa Pulio, who has just released her sixth novel last week with a book launch down in Merimbula. There is another event in early April at the Meraki Eco Resort in Kallaroo. As she joins me on the phone. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Now, tell me about this book of yours. I've heard a lot about it, Search for Sky.
Yes, it is. It is my sixth crime novel, and it's the fourth in a series, which I started back in 2014, which is the Detective Rhiannon McBee series. So these books are set in the 80s and start in the 80s and, go through the career of a young female detective named Rhiannon McBee, and she's an outback girl. She grew up on a sheep station in southwest Queensland, and her first job was at King's Cross in Sydney. That was her first police beat. So it's really just following her career. And the thing with Rhiannon is she's very interested in missing persons cases. So these books and this series really explores her sort of investigations into missing people.
Okay, well, you've been generous enough to give us a couple of copies, and we will be giving them away this week on 2EC. But just quickly tell me, what inspired you to become an author of this type of genre?
Well, I've always been a writer. I've got a media career that started in the 90s, and so actually when this Search for Sky is based in 1995, and in real life, in 1995, I was actually at a newspaper in outback Queensland typing my stories on an old computer and then faxing them through to the newsroom. So it was a very different time back then. I decided to turn my sort of writing into something more fictional in 2013 in a sort of a desperate attempt to try and get the case for my missing cousin reinvigorated. Right. She went missing in 1987, so it had been quite a long time. And so I put this book out, talked about Ursula, and then I was off and away because the book attracted so much attention. I just kept writing.
Yep. Okay, so you do have some personal connection with some of the stuff that you write about then?
Yes, well, very early on I worked out that crime fiction is such a popular genre around the world, and I thought it was also a really great way to kind of weave in some of those messages around missing people. Missing people is such a complex area, and so these books are really just, weaving in those missing persons' messages and trying to give people a broader understanding of what it's like for the families left behind and also for the missing people and the many different reasons people go missing. There was also a very obvious police culture in the sort of 80s and going into the 90s and probably still around in certain aspects today that missing people is not a police problem. And so a lot of these cases have been shoved aside, not given attention. And so I'm really just trying to sort of keep that those conversations open about these cases, because all these families, some families have been waiting decades to find out what happened to their missing person, and some may never find out.
Absolutely, and you're definitely not wrong. There's definitely a big market for people, at least in Australia, that seem to have this fascination with crime stories and missing people. It really does. It just pulls on the heartstrings, Melissa, and your story is intriguing. So I'm holding a copy of your book, Search for Sky. And what I'll do is we'll be giving away one per day this week. And I very much appreciate your time this morning, Melissa. And best of luck in the future with all your literary endeavours.
Thank you very much. Thanks for that.
Thank you, Melissa. Now, the first caller through now on 1300 925 800 will get a brand new signed copy of Search for Sky by Melissa Pulio. This is 2EC.